Education on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans. And I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So, bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salam, and so welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about connecting with Lady Fatima, peace be upon her.
Ya Fatima al-Zahra, ya binta Muhammad, ya qurrata ayn ar-rasul, ya sayyidatana wa maulatana, himna tawajjayna.
But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 27th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1443. of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of the month of Day 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of January 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. The title of this part is Fatima Zahra in Surah Al-Insan, Chapter Insan, Chapter 76, Verses 5 to 9.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Innal abrara yashrabuna min ka'sin kana mizajuha kafura.
Indeed, the righteous will drink from a cup of wine whose mixture is of kafur. A spring of which the righteous servants of Allah will drink. They will make it gush forth in force and abundance.
يوفون بالنذر ويخافون يوما كان شره مستطيرا.
They are those who fulfill their vows and fear a day whose evil will be widespread.
ويطعمون الطعام على حبه مسكينا ويتيما وأسيرا.
And they give food in spite of love for it to the needy, the orphan, and the captive.
إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا.
Saying, we feed you only for the countenance of Allah. We wish not from you reward or gratitude.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
These verses were revealed after Hazrat Ali, Lady Fatima, the Imams Hassan and Hussein, peace be upon them all, gave charity to needy people. Once Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein were ill. Therefore, Imam Ali, together with Fatima and their servant Fedha, vowed to Allah that they would fast for 3 days if he would relieve Hassan and Hussein. When Allah had relieved them, they all fasted. As sunset approached, a needy man knocked on the door and said, "Assalamu alaikum, family of Muhammad. I am a needy man. Feed me." The Holy Family preferred the needy man over themselves and spent the night with nothing in their stomachs save water. They fasted the second day, and again at sunset an orphan asked them for help and they again preferred him over themselves. The third evening a captive or prisoner of war asked them for help and they repeated their preference for the needy above themselves. The following morning, Imam Ali took Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein to the Messenger of Allah, who said, "It displeases us to see you in this condition." Then he went with them, for he wanted to see Fatima. When they arrived, Fatima was in the prayer place, and her condition was such that it further displeased the Prophet. At this time, Angel Gabriel descended and said, "Take this chapter, Muhammad. Allah surely congratulates you for having this family."
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Concerning some of the practices of Hazrat Fatima Zahra Salam al-Lariha, it must be indicated that soon after the Battle of Uhud, where some of the brave Muslims were martyred, and amongst those martyrs there was Hamza, who was the uncle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Fatima Zahra sallallahu alaiha used to go to the Uhud region around Medina, in the vicinity of Medina, and she used to pay pilgrimage to the tombs of the martyrs of Uhud, and especially she was especially attentive to Hamza, who was the uncle of her father, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By doing so, Hazrat Fatima Zahra sallallahu alaiha showed everybody that the memory of martyrs, the memory of those people who sacrificed their lives in favor and in support of the Islamic religion, shouldn't be left to the oblivion. And at the same time, she used to show to other people, I mean to other ladies, the place where Hazrat Hamza, the uncle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was martyred. And at the same time, after the demise of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Fatima Zahra sallallahu alaiha was the staunch supporter of the right of Imam Ali alayhi salam for succeeding the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it must be indicated that Hazrat Fatima Zahra sallallahu alaiha was the first martyr who lost her life in support of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and supported the right of Imam Ali alayhi salam as the immediate and first successor of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the same time, it must be indicated that Hazrat Fatima Zahra sallallahu alaiha's lectures and teachings still serve as good guidelines for not only Muslims but for mankind. Thank you.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah.
You're listening to the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Hazrat Fatima, the most outstanding lady. Women are one of the crucial segments of the human society, and they are created with some biological and psychological compositions which are different from men. Therefore, there is need for a man or woman that would be excellent exemplars and perfect role models for the woman folk. Meanwhile, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, is the only woman whose life could be emulated by women in its entirety. She is indeed a perfect symbol of the virtue of the various dimensions of womanhood. She was nurtured in the house of the Prophet Muhammad and later married the best of creation after the noble Prophet, that is Ali, son of Abu Talib, peace be upon him. She was the mother of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. Hazrat Zahra is the perfect and highest example in piety, purity, sanctity, worship, asceticism, and morals.
Daughter of the Nabi, Lady Fatima, the wife of Ali, Lady Fatima, she is the king, Lady Fatima, how Muslim should be, Lady Fatima.
Let's look at some lessons we get from Lady Zahra. To cherish your parents and treat them in best manner. Verily, Fatima was surnamed Abiha. Fatima Zahra is widely known for how she used to cherish and treat her father, the Prophet of Allah, in the utmost best manner. Fatima would take such great care of her father that he would call her Abiha. That means the mother of her father. On many occasions at a young age, Fatima would care for her father after he had been harassed or attacked by others.
Is what transpired between Abu Bakr and Fatima al-Zahra simply a historical issue, an argument about a piece of land that took place 14 centuries ago, that we should just forget and say this was something in the past and it has no relevance to us and our relationship with Allah? Or does that encounter between Abu Bakr and Lady Fatima, does it have theological implications? Because there are many Muslims in the world today, in the name of Islamic unity, they would argue that why are we arguing about a disagreement between Abu Bakr and Fatima al-Zahra, something that took place 14 centuries ago. There was a disagreement about a piece of land and it was sorted out, and if mistakes were made, Allah is forgiving and we shouldn't pass any judgment. You know, to give you a sense of how much revenue Fadak generated, suffice to mention that after Fatima al-Zahra delivered her Fadak sermon, Abu Bakr was about to sign over the papers and basically return it to Lady Fatima. And this is where Umar ibn al-Khattab, what does he say? How are we going to fund the army? Which means what? The amount of revenue that Fadak was generating is enough to fund a military budget. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the Prophet is given Fadak, Allah reveals to the Prophet, Surah 17, Ayah 26, وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَ حَقَّهِ, and give the right to your nearest of kin. Now of course the Prophet has many relatives. The ayah doesn't specify what is the haq, what is the right that should be given. And it doesn't specify who is the recipient, who is meant by the al-qurba. If you go to the tafasir of the Qur'an, for example, Jalaluddin As-Suyuti, a Sunni mufassir of the Qur'an, and this is something that I actually checked last night, just to be sure. He mentions a couple of narrations. One narration is from Ibn Abbas, the companion of the Prophet, and the other is Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. And they say, لَمَّا نَزَلَتْ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ, when this ayah was revealed to the Prophet, دَعَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ فَاطِمَ, the Prophet called upon Fatima, فَأَعْطَاهَا فَدَكْ, and the Prophet gave Fadak to Fatima. And it was Jibra'il who explained the meaning of this verse to the Prophet, saying that the al-qurba is Fatima and the haq is Fadak.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special, inshallah. We join together on the another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi aman Allah.
Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha. Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha. Wa ba'aliha wa baniha. بعدد ما أحاط به علمك اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك.
Food for thought.
An Hello everyone, and since people in the West are celebrating the new year of the Gregorian calendar, we hereby present a thought-provoking statement from Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, as recorded in the Gospel of St. Barnabas, about the coming of the last prophet of God. O Jesus, say to the unjust Israelites, you have cleaned your faces but sullied your hearts. Are you deceived against me, or are you challenging me? You are odorizing yourselves for people of this world, while your interiors are some as stinky carrions, as if you are dead people.
Join us in this journey, IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. The dunya, or as it is known, this world, rather this world that is called the dunya in the Islamic sources, it is called so because it is the lowest of the planes, it is the lowest of the realms. Because in philosophy, the philosophers and the Islamic philosophers have divided the realms of existence into four. And this material realm is the lowest, and it has no, means to give anything from it. And this is a discussion that is held in philosophy, that it is the effect of the higher realms, but it itself can never be a cause of something else or something that comes below it. That's why it is called dunya. Dunya comes from the word which means the lowest, right? Or adna, for example, the lowest. Because nothing can come from it, nothing can be created from it in terms of something that, you know, is existentially related to dunya. But dunya, or this world, is not a place of, you know, where we should just ignore everything. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world for us to live in, to us to seek His blessings, to use His blessings. In order for what? In order for us to gain proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order for us to attain perfection, in order for us to then attain the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has set out for us in the hereafter. So therefore, when we see traditions that talk about dunya and from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, we mainly see that it does not talk that dunya is bad. Dunya itself is not bad. Now, some people say no, dunya is something that is neutral. It is neither good or bad. It is how a person sees it that makes it good or bad. And this is where we see that the traditions are very clear in this. That if dunya is used in order to attain perfection and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is something very good. But dunya in this tradition, as we will mention from Hazrat Zahra salamu ala alayha, and we see it, we see that no, dunya looked in this way is something that is not good. So she says, Salamullah alayha, that surely I in me la uhibbu dunya. That surely I do not love this dunya. Or some people say the tradition, and they interpret this tradition as being, oh, I do not love those who love this dunya. So you see that love of this dunya, where you make the world and the dunya your objective, is something that is not, or something that the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam has advised against. Because obviously, this is something that is fleeting. It is something that is not permanent. And if you set your entire objective towards something that is not permanent, you will lose out on that which is permanent, which is the hereafter, which is the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed and made available to us there. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be of those who use this dunya and this world for the purpose it was created for, and it is for the perfection of the human being. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلة اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Assalamu alaikum, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Good morning to you and thanks for joining us.
This is Habibullah Fasihzadeh with the Let's Recite the Quran, a series of Quran classes held by the IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sever International School Network. Okay, everyone, dear brothers and sisters who hear us, welcome back to our Quranic sessions. Alhamdulillah, in the previous session, we talked about Fathah, Kasra, Dhamma, and they were very, very simple. We learned all of them. The students who are here from Sevier International School, alhamdulillah, they have learned and they know how to identify and how to make the sound of each letter and harakah. We talked about Fathah, Tain, Kasra, Tain, Dhamma, Tain. What does it mean? It means two. Fathah, two. Kasra, and
two.
Dhamma.
Okay. It was not easy.
It was not easy. Yeah. Let's go and practice them once again, okay? So each of you should read some of the letters, okay? So Muhammad Yahya from Alif to Kha.
An in un. An in un. Ban bin bun.
That's it.
Tan tin tun.
Good.
San sin
sun.
Fan. San thin thun. San sin
sun. Jen.
Jen, Jin, Jun.
Good.
Han, Hin, Hun.
Han,
Han, Han, Hun.
Good. Thank you. Muhammad Hadi from Dal.
Dan, Din, Dun.
Okay.
Zun, Zin, Zun.
Van, Vin, Dun.
Van, Vin, Zun.
You remember we practiced Viro, Vibra, Vu. Yes? Bav. That's how.
Run, Rin, Run.
Good.
Za. Zan, Zin, Zun.
Zan, not Mert, okay? Zan, Zin, Zun. Come on, come on.
San, Zin, Sun.
Oh, the sun was seen very soon. Don't forget
Shan,
that.
Shin, Shun.
Thank you. That's enough. Muhammad Mahdi.
From where?
Oh, from Australia.
Can I?
From Sun.
Sun, Sin, Sun, Shen, Chin, Shun.
Good, good. He's so active.
Sun, yeah. Sin, Sun.
Ah.
Van, Din, Dun.
Okay. Tan.
Tan, Tin, Tun.
Good.
Van, Din, Dun.
That's it, thank you.
An, An. Oh, that's
it, go on. An, 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 An.
Ran, Rin, Run.
Good. Minhal Hussein.
Fan, Fin, Fun.
Good.
An, Kin, Kun.
Good.
Ken, Kin, Kun.
That's it.
Len, Lin, Lun.
That's it.
Man, Min, Mun.
Uh-huh.
Nan, Nin, Nun.
Mm-hmm.
Wan, Win, Wun.
MashaAllah. Bravo.
Han, Hin, Hun.
Ah, that's it. The last
An,
one.
In, Un.
The last one.
Wan, Yan, Yin, Yun.
That's it.
And
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Thanks to Allah Almighty that we learned this. It's easy, right? So, whenever you see one of these signs, okay, the Tanwin Fatha, the Tanwin Kasra, and the Tanwin Dhamma, you have to produce the sound of Nun. Okay? If it is on the top of Jim, Jan, Jin, Jun. Okay? Now, practice with me some of the words. Ahadan.
Ahadan.
Uh-huh. Sirajan.
Sirajan.
Wahajan.
Wahajan.
Uh-huh, good. Libasan.
Libasan.
Subatan.
Subatan.
Great. So I will recite some of the verses of the Holy Quran, okay? So you repeat with me and we are inshallah practicing the alphabet letter, this Tanwin, Fatha, Kasra, Dhamma as well here, okay?
Sir, libasan actually means underwear in Arabic.
What?
Libasan means underwear in
Arabic. Yeah, libas. It is the ayah of the Quran. So let's recite some ayah from Surah An-Naba. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, if you have Quran, okay, open Surah An-Naba, page Usman Taha version, page 582. So, Surah An-Naba, let's recite, okay? We'll recite from the first and some verses here, trying to practice the Tanween sound, okay? Let me tell you, when we read the ayahs, okay, actually we have to make a pause. When we make a pause, we have to change the tanween to alif. But inshallah, we'll study that rule, okay? Here, we, in order to learn, okay, practice, we produce the tanween sound, okay, not the alif sound. So, everyone.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
عم يتساءلون
عم يتساءلون
عن النبأ العظيم
عن النبأ العظيم
الذي هم فيه مختلفون That's okay, no problem. Because you don't know how to read. كلا سيعلمون
كلا سيعلمون
ثم كلا سيعلمون
كلا سيعلمون
تنوين starts from here, okay? At the end of each verse, each ayah, we have one تنوين. Okay? So, ألم نجعل الأرض
ألم نجعل الأرض
مهادا
مهادا
والجبال أوتادا
والجبال أوتادا
Actually, when we pause, we have to read مهادا أوتادا But here we're practicing تنوين, so it's okay. Yeah? So next one. وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ
وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ
أَزْوَاجًا
أَزْوَاجًا
Good. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ
وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ
Good. سُبَاتًا
سُبَاتًا
وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ
وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ
لِبَاسًا
لِبَاسًا
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني
نبض حياتي How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran?
الله حمتني غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات
Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي
One point, one very important point, okay? That's it. Everyone, please, as you hear us, listen carefully and focus to this point, okay? On this point. That is when you have Tanwin Fatha, An, okay? Mm-hmm. An, and you have Alif after that in the Quran. What? Tanwin Fatha, An?
Alif.
Alif after it, okay? When you stop, when you make a pause there, change it to Alif. The sound of Tanwin must be changed to?
Alif.
Alif. Now, let's practice these verses with Alif sound, okay? Let's change the sound of Tanwin, yes? At the end of each verse, we said what? Here is a Tanwin, okay? Let's change the sound of Tanwin to Alif, okay? So, let's practice. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ
أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ
It was mihadan. Now say mihada.
Mihada.
Nice. Mihada.
Mihada
Awtada
Awtada
Azwaja
Azwaja
Subata
Subata
Libasa
Libasa
Maasha
Maasha
Great Shidada
Shidada
Sab'a
Sab'a
Nice Alhamdulillah Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyul Azim
Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyul Azim
So Now you know, yes? Yeah?
Yes, but yes. I think they're sleeping.
Who is sleeping? Those who are listening to us? Oh, let's make them wake. Let's wake them up, yes?
By a How? Loud salawat.
Yeah, good. Allah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahu.
Okay. Wake up, everyone. The bus is gonna move. Yeah? Okay, so that's Tanwin. Very simple. Simple as that.
Yes.
Is there any problem there?
No.
You've learned?
No, just we learned.
That was easy, right?
Yeah, okay. Not really.
So, great. Alhamdulillah, Tanwin finished. Some examples of Tanwin Fatha Kasra I will show you, and you have to read, okay? So, Brother Minhal Hussein.
Yes. Now read.
No, start from Hadith.
Start from
no, you're
going
to make him...
I want to start from
Yahya Jafari's glasses.
From Hadi.
Yes, it's from him. From him.
Hadi.
So, Hadi.
I see you mess up.
Hadi, can you read this one? Close to the mic.
Raqabatin.
That's it. Raqabatin.
Raqabatin.
Everyone say Raqabatin.
Raqabatin.
Okay. Good.
Raqabatin. Spy.
Okay. This one. How about this one? Who wants to say this one? Minham Hussein or Yahya? Yahya.
Me.
Ghabaratun.
That's it. Ghabaratun. Everyone.
Ghabaratun.
Ghabaratun. That's it. One more.
For my Hussein.
Let me write it. Here
yes.
For you.
Mahdi al Hussein.
And then afterwards, Minhal.
So one more example. So,
Mahdi
al-Husseinan wants to say this?
Yes.
Yeah. He's willing to say this.
Yeah, he's crying for saying
this. Okay, no. Mahdi, come on.
Najaratin.
Jim has a dot in the belly, or the bottom of it.
Oh, Nakharatin.
Nakhiratin. Nakhiratin. Who's left?
Minhal.
So everyone say Nakhiratan.
Nakhiratan.
Nakhiratan. Okay, one very difficult one.
Minhal
Hussein. One very difficult example for you. I got a very difficult one here. Guess what it is. Can you guess?
Aleph with a fathatain.
Aleph with fathatain?
With the fathifufu.
So can you see?
Oh, that's easy.
That's the easy one.
This is very difficult.
It's really easy.
Okay, go on.
Nan.
Okay.
Sir, if it's too hard for him, to
it's...
Can you see now?
Yeah. The...
Okay.
The... Ba...
Sir, can I do it?
Qaf, that's qaf.
Qan.
Ba ba...
Qan.
Ta ba qan. If you make a pause, if you stop there, how do you say that? You change the tanwin to alif.
Tabaqa.
Tabaqa. Everyone say tabaqan.
Tabaqan.
And tabaqa.
Tabaqa.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We learned and practiced the tanwin sound. Dear brothers and sisters, we have three types of tanwin. We say fathatain, which comes on the top of the letter, kasratain at the bottom of the letter, Dhammatain at the top of the letter, okay? All of them have the same sign as Fatha, Kasra, Dhamma, but doubled, right? So, Tanween means producing the sound of An, Nun sound, okay? An, In, Un.
But sometimes the...
Yeah?
Zammatain has another shape too.
Yeah, to Dhamma, or there is another sign for that. So, thank you so much. Alhamdulillah. So, I really give thanks to IRIB English Radio. And also Sevier International School Network that they are holding this kind of sessions. May Allah bless them, inshallah. Inshallah, we will get back to you. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Allahumma wa as'aluka su'ala man ishtaddat faqatu wa anzala bika 'inda ash-shada'id hajata wa 'azama fi ma 'indaka raghbata Allahumma 'azama سلطانك وعلى مكانك وخفي مكرك وظهر أمرك وغلب قهرك وجرت قدرتك ولا يمكن الفرار من حكومته.
Brothers and sisters, we reached the part where Imam Ali alayhi salam states, "ولا يمكن الفرار من حكومتك." An escape from your domain is impossible. The Almighty Allah embraces everything and every being wholly and in its entirety. Nothing is outside his embracing authority because he is the absolute cause. He has created everything and that's why he dominates everything. His power, his strength is infinite and other strength are insignificant regarding or before his strength. All the beings have come to existence by his will. So he has been present before other beings and they continue existence by his mercy. All the creatures continue to live because of his blessings. He is with all the creatures and finally they would all return to him. As a result, he would exist after all beings. And how can then the creatures escape from his domain? لا يمكن الفرار من حكومتك. Escape from your domain is impossible. An important, valuable tradition in this regard, dear listeners, reads, someone came to Imam Hussein alayhi salam and said, Yabna Rasulillah, I am a sinner, but cannot continue to be a sinner. So preach me. Imam alayhi salam stated, If'al khamsata ashiya wa adhnib ma shi't. Do five things and then commit any sin you want. Imam alayhi salam is going to make his heart aware. Listen. لا تأكل من رزق الله وأذنب ما شئت. First, don't eat Allah's sustenance and commit sins. أخرج من مملكة الله وحكمه وأذنب ما شئت. If you can, go outside the domain of Almighty Allah's authority and then commit sins. أطلب مكانا لا يراك فيه الله وأذنب ما شئت. If you can, go where Allah would not see you and then commit sins. وإذا جاءك ملك الموت فادفعه عنك وأذنب ما شئت. When the death angel comes to you, send him away and then commit sins. وإن ساقك ملائكة العذاب إلى النار فلا تدخل فيها وأذنب ما شئت. When the hell angels want to throw you into the hellfire, don't enter it, and then commit sins.
Oh Allah,
I beg, as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. O Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you. Glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul. I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad?
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here,
feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, if man wants to escape from anything, he would escape from his own ignorance and go toward knowledge, from unknown to apparent, and escape from the creatures to the Creator, so that he would benefit from worldly and heavenly advantages, divine paradise. He would benefit from his mercy, from the permanent prosperity the Almighty Allah has promised. Such an escape is in fact moving from wrongdoing to common sense. This is by far the only available kind of escape in this world, from the world to hereafter. This is the kind of escape that is available to us, from the hell to the paradise. And this is the kind of escape the Almighty Allah has, he himself has recommended. Whatever you are, wherever you are, you will return to him, because you continue existence by his mercy, you continue your existence by his blessings. And the Almighty Allah wants you to escape from Satan to himself, to Almighty Allah. So I think it is really practical for all of us to bear in our minds that if we want to commit any sins, we consider five things that Imam Hussein alayhi salam told the one who asked him to preach. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio. This man changed the world.
Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahbar. Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahbar.
Our bosses couldn't cope with the idea of an 80-year-old Ayatollah, which they didn't even know what an Ayatollah was, who lived on garlic and onions and yogurt, directing a revolution that was about to topple America's most important ally.
Shuma dar in qarn mojiza kardid. ملت ایران ملت معجزه آسای قرن است.
الله اکبر خمینی رهبر. الله اکبر خمینی رهبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. In the name of Allah, the exalted, the most merciful, the most compassionate. Salam, hello and welcome to our audience, and particularly a warm welcome to our listeners of our program, The Man Who Changed the World and Is Still Changing It. And of course, I'm referring to Imam Khomeini, this holy personality who really has changed the world forever. In the last program, I was discussing with our guest, Dr. Hassani, and before I proceed to summarize what we discussed before, I'd like to welcome once again Dr. Hassani, who is an academic and also a researcher in Islamic research, and I give him a very warm welcome to the program.
Assalamu alaikum, brother. Thank you for having me.
I discussed with Dr. Hassani, and the question was, that how do we study a personality like Imam Khomeini? What's the approach? And we certainly discussed in the last session that the approach has to be not only in terms of context, but also in terms of claim. And this is what we were really getting down to, is that there is many claims that are made by many people in the world. There's a lot of claims made by the American president, and a lot of claims made by certain ideologies about the utopia which they want to create in any particular nation or in any particular time. But of course, they never live up to expectation. But Imam Khomeini, may God bless his great soul, was much more than expectation. It was really a miracle, and that's what we're really getting down to, is that how did this miracle actually occur, both in the context of what Iran was in the early part of the 20th century. Of course, in the later half of the 20th century, we saw dramatic changes in the world.